Economists, as reflected in Kuznets, are taught there's something magical about so-called mental labor, and that's self-flattering, obviously. They are told and believe, are taught and believe, that it creates wealth. And so would, as it encompassed more and more of the global population, create generalized prosperity. Economists believe then they are contributing to the furthering of progress. The key con of the market is that through it, the best arise, is identified, and so promotes the lie progress, when in reality, it exists to ensure our common earth is made private, i.e. that they control all the resources of the planet. And if they control all the resources, they control us. So their strategy is both to control our minds and our stomachs, our bodies, based in the fallacy of the necessity of inequality. And this being so, we find ourselves swayed by those who claim the world is organized to let mind lead. And because we hear this like a drumbeat throughout our lives, we ignore the evidence of our eyes that this ship is sinking and taking down all life, which is why Galbraith is important. He calls our attention to the obvious and says, don't ignore it. So the happy prate patter about growth that is sustainable when nothing has changed, and we are still chained, with statesmen at helms holding the leashes, is sheer lunacy. The pattern Galbraith identified must be placed side by side with that left happy talk. It should be a reality check for progressive pundits who say they want Power's economic model to shift to something more sustainably economic, when the helmsmen at the ships of state are in a race, and to them our place is only at the oars and have nothing of interest to them to say. They will not stop. Their goal is rule. To be a player among players is the place they choose. It's time for us to say we too will choose the lives we live. But that means working and planning in concert, as they do. And most importantly, taking steps in sync. How about a global mass strike? Down the road, we're gonna have to plan such a thing. One day is all it takes for us to see that we are everything.